This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you guys missed me trying to get JP to lock in a Bengals guaranteed week one win, and then him trying to get me to lock in a Browns week one win, if you missed that, the video is up. And at one point, I kind of start with the Kermit, where I'm like giving you the side eye on something.
Okay.
And at one point, when you absolutely lose your mind, I do just break into hysterics, and I just can't stop laughing and smiling because you just went for it today. That was a Bang Biscuit moment if I've ever seen one.
Bang Biscuit. Love to hear it. Yeah, it's fun. Odyssey Rewind, go back and listen to it. We're not going to redo it again right now, though.
Would you like to?
I feel like you're trying to get me to start it back up.
And It'd be a great time to guarantee a Bengals win.
What do you know? All I want to do for the rest of the night. All I want to do is yell about this game now. Okay.
That's kind of how I felt. Actually, in fairness, that's how I felt yesterday when you and I got into the this has been 2 days of haggling over what this game is going to be. But it started with me saying that if given the two extremes, the Browns win or the Bengals blow the Browns out, I would guarantee that the Browns win is the only likelihood there. But you and I had a great back and forth yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that was the moment where I'm like, football's back. We're arguing about a real game. This is really happening. Let's do this.
I think that's it. We're just both really excited to actually have football on our TV. And we got it tonight. We got it tomorrow. We got it Sunday. We got it Monday. Football's back. It's
now,
beautiful.
We have already talked about Ja'Marr Chase's stupid-ass comments. And which, again, if you missed it, he went in into the thing saying, I don't want to jump into the dog pound because I don't want to get stabbed. And then admitted he was trolling. There's something else I want to get to. This one actually came out at a Berea today. But Peter in Eastlake, your thoughts on the Ja'Marr Chase trolling comment. What you got for us, buddy?
Good afternoon, Nikki Dubs and JP.
Good afternoon, buddy.
Hello.
I mean, he's just an immature kid. I mean, he's still really young. He's just an immature kid. Are you really a troll if you have to say something and then immediately say, I'm just kidding, I'm a troll? Like, you know, you're just a dumb kid. Like, real trolls like Ocho Cinco and T.O., they just said stuff and didn't care. Like, Ja'Marr Chase had to retract right away because he didn't want a tongue lashing from the front office, from the head coach, from his quarterback. People like Ocho Cinco, those were the true trolls, and those were guys that I actually appreciated because they would talk smack, then they'd score a touchdown on you, then they'd jump in the dog pound, get the beer poured on them, and then take it like a champ and go back to the bench. So,
Peter, let me show you how dumb Ja'Marr Chase can be sometimes, okay? I just want to highlight it for you. Back in March, he made a comment about how remember, he plays for the Bengals, makes a massive amount of money in Cincinnati, and was asked about Cincinnati in general. He's like, I don't like the food there. Like, who does that? Who just craps on the teams you play for and their city's food?
Yeah, guys that would like guarantee a Bengals win if they were on Cleveland Radio.
He's just an immature kid. That's all that it is. He says dumb stuff, and then he might not even realize he's saying dumb stuff until he says it. And then who knows? I don't know. whatever. But let's all positive vibes. I can't believe JP doesn't want to lock in a bungled loss.
Peter, I'm scared of Joe Burrow. I think I need a support group. I need a help group. I think it's a rational fear, but apparently it's not.
I would be more worried about Joe Burrow in Week 18 when the Bungles are vying for a playoff spot and we're not.
That's a good point. Both teams playing for something. That feels like something you want to guarantee. Peter, we appreciate you. Here's what I will say. What I love about that is, if you have to say that you're a troll 2 seconds after saying something,
it takes away the take.
Well, what it becomes is you can't handle the heat. That does make you look awfully safe.
I don't think he cares about the heat. He went after the Chiefs for like 3 years in a row. He went after Mahomes and the Chiefs and said all sorts of nonsense about that team and they're like, oh, they're going to use this as motivation. He's like, I'll put it in the locker myself.
Didn't he call it Burrowhead? Wasn't he the dodo that said that, or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, because that would be I don't remember if that was him or not. I don't.
But that would sound, now that we've heard also, how dumb he can sound.
That also would be too pro Joe Burrow, which the other weird part about Jamar Chase is that he kind of takes like every opportunity he can to kind of dismiss Joe Burrow, which is, it's a weird thing. Like even that 99 Madden rating that I've talked about, it's like, you should probably hype up this guy a little bit. That man just does not care.
Now, speaking of hyping up a bit, today the coordinator spoke. You guys have heard some of Jim Schwartz's audio in Meredith's 2020s all day long, but Bubba Ventrone, special teams coordinator, with the quote of the century, when he said today that he's seen a culture shift this offseason, and this is the quote, I see it amongst the whole building. I think everyone's holding everyone more accountable, which, may I just say, is a wild and maybe reckless thing to say before you've played any games of note.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out what accountability he's talking about here.
I'm imagining that this is a subtle shot that they don't have to deal with the Deshaun distraction, and I think maybe Deshaun was somebody that had a different standard to him, like Deshaun we had the reports with Miles previously.
Deshaun's still around the team, though. It's not as if like Deshaun's away from the building in any sort of way.
But there's no way he's still getting superstar treatment.
No, but he traveled with the team to all the preseason games. He's still working out at the facilities. Deshaun's still very much around the Browns.
The only other one I could think of is Myles Garrett, and I don't know how that would be provable in August either.
No.
Especially because it sure seems like today might have been a vet day for Miles with a valid, but maybe not that valid injury.
Well, so what's interesting to me is that the only people that really can be held accountable this upcoming season, it's not like Joe Flacco can't be held accountable. He's here until he isn't. He's here until he loses games and no longer has a spot. Like, name me the players, because the people that are accountable to me is only really, it's guys like Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. I can't come up with too many players outside of Miles that you mentioned where I'm like, oh, that person really has to take on accountability.
All right. So this is not me thinking this player has to be held accountable, but it's from what they've said and what they thought about him in the pre-draft process. Could this also be about Shador Sanders? And Shador being a teachable moment for the rest of the building where they've made that guy earn.
It would be a weird comment if he's commenting on Shador in this moment.
Well, I'm just throwing out, like, I think last year was about Deshaun and last year was about Miles. But how? I mean, there's no real way to hold Deshaun accountable if nobody cares about him. And by the way, Miles, you're not suddenly changing and becoming tough on Miles. And the only other guy who I think people are worried about being a distraction is Shador. That's just why I offered that up. Just trying to, like, at what point has Bubba been like, man, you know, in that one special teams meeting, we really got after it.
I mean, is he just talking about the kicker situation? Is that all that is?
I think the point is, we're both like grasping
for,
at straws.
For a special teams guy, though, that is a big deal.
Well, but he's saying, and what I thought was interesting, he said, I see it amongst the whole building.
Yeah, I don't know how he gets there.
And it's like, I just, it's one of those things where if you end up, this is the typical thing that happens when coaches say stuff like this. If you end up being 10-7 and shock all the football world with CBS Sports saying your ceiling is a 5-win team, your floor is a 3-win team, this is something you can go back to and says, Bubba can say 15 weeks from now, I told you guys, more accountability. The problem is when everyone thinks you're a 3-5 win team or a 3-6 win team or a 5-7 win team, when you are 5-7 wins, or if you are a 5-win team, this will be something we remember 15 weeks from now as well.
Yeah, I wonder, like should we be holding more people, the veterans on the offensive line, accountable? Because no one really blames them for any sort of bad things that have happened with the Browns. And like, it's not because of bad play; it's just they just got injured. It's just odd. It's an odd comment to make right now.
I think there's a lot of aspirational thinking going on in Berea, and I don't mean this in a bad way. If you don't believe it, no one else will believe it. So the Browns have to believe it themselves that they can be more than a 5.5 win team, which Vegas says they are. And so you have to talk like that. Now, the problem is that might have been what happened last year and you ended up as a 3-win team.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is, we've got to reclaim the narrative. We've got to have a sense of urgency. We've got to be different than we were last year. So it's easy to just bash Bubba for this, and I have, and I will again. But I can understand if you're going for an aspirational line of thinking, and we're going to try and will. It's what I said about the Eagles, where the mm-hmm. Eagles keep telling it, I didn't know the banner hangings on Thursday night. Oh, I had no idea. Oh yeah, that was last year.
Oh yeah, Jalen Hurts being like, I won't even wear the Super Bowl ring. I'll just put it away the moment I get it.
And so if it's real, that's power. If those guys really are, if they've all bought into 2024 is in the past and this is about 2025. The Eagles could be the rare team that can come back and run it back this year because they've got the talent to do it. But if it's aspirational, that's where you get into those cracks show very early, and I think that's where the truth will out with the Browns. If the Browns are really super competitive, and maybe they go 3-3 in these first six games, they shock the world, right? Well, we can look back on this and go, oh, they just believed it. Whereas if you end up 2-4 or 1-5 or 0-6 in those first six games, we're going to go, oh, you were just wishing, hoping, and dreaming.
Yeah, but even just believing it can only take you so far. You can have 53 Tony Robbins in the locker room, and it just the talent part of it will still outweigh it.
By the way, that would be awful. 52.
He's not a tiny
53.
Guy.
Well, no, I just meant from the 53 motivational guys.
Yeah, you can have
You want like 4 motivational guys and 48 yeah. guys that need to be motivated.
Okay, maybe.
Fair?
Yeah, no, definitely fair. But yeah. You could have the greatest of great 4 motivators in the locker room, and it's just sometimes it just doesn't matter. Like you can actually have everything set up properly and set up the exact right way in order to have this whole thing humming, and if the talent isn't there, the talent isn't there. That's why we brought up Jamar Chase earlier in this segment. Jamar Chase is a goofball. He's an absolute clown in many, many ways, continues to be, always has been. He should be what fractures a team. But he's so damn talented, it doesn't really matter and doesn't really fracture the team ever.
If we go to the extremes on this, which it's been a week of extremes, but if we go to committed team that believes in team, believes in the mission, and they're all on the same page, but they're light on talent, I will bet on that team instead of a ridiculously talented team that doesn't see the vision, that doesn't, like...
But I think right now we got a team that's light on talent, and then it's a question mark as to whether or not they could be that first part of it.
I think that's fair, and I think that's what the first 6-7 games of the year are, proving that either Bubba was right or that Bubba was just thinking wishfully. 216-474-0092. Bubba Ventrone says he's already seen more accountability in the locker room this year. What does that mean for you? And we got Cash Lovett coming up at 6:30 as every single Thursday. We're going to have him join us. We'll do a bit of a pick segment with him. But when we come back, it's still about the Eagles and the Chiefs in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. And I do feel like I feel like right now there might be more people willing to bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That if we talk about who's going to win more titles in the next 3 years, Eagles or Chiefs, that people might be leaning Eagles right now, I'm still all on the Chiefs. Winning at least one of the next three titles.
I can't get past the first comment, though. How could they possibly be the Brady Belichick when they don't even have the most Super Bowls in the era that they play in?
Yeah.
Like in the Jalen Hurts era, let's just start there, and the Chiefs have that one with two Super Bowl titles and three Super Bowls.
Well, and here's the thing about that. I think even saying that with the Chiefs right now, I think is a massive reach.
It's just disrespectful is all it is. I get it. It's in vogue right now to kind of just trash the Chiefs. A lot of people don't believe that the offense is going to be anything. And a lot of people just think that Mahomes isn't going to be anything. And it's just, it's wild takes left and right. But there's no certainty that I have that the Eagles are all of a sudden just the creme de la creme of the NFC. Nonetheless, the idea that the Chiefs went through this in the golden age of quarterbacks in the AFC. Mm-hmm. They didn't just go through it a bunch of slappies. They went through it through Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson and what might be the greatest stretch of AFC quarterbacks we've ever had.
And listen, where I'm at with the Chiefs are, I think this is as close to like the 49ers run. Whereas, like, when Bill Walsh retired and they went, was it one or two more Super Bowls with George mm-hmm. Seifert? I think Kansas City is such a well-oiled machine that I honestly do believe that if Andy Reid retired tomorrow, Matt Nagy or Steve Spagnuolo or whoever, they could get some jamoke in there as a head coach, and I think they're guaranteed to win two more Super Bowls with this cast and crew, with Mahomes. But so I'm saying the 80s and 90s 49ers. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm saying like that. That's where I'm starting the comparison with the Chiefs, who are the dynasty of now, if there is a dynasty now. I think the Eagles are just the next version of the 2017 Eagles, where it's like, I think you have a chance to do something interesting here. I think you have a chance to crack open something here. But can I say that after a title and two Super Bowl appearances in four seasons? I cannot.
I mean, I like Jalen Hurts, but and we've talked about this with the Eagles in the past, is that they are built on amazing. We talked about the two free agency additions that they had before when you added one of the game's great running backs in Saquon and then Zach Bond, and both became all pros. Like that just doesn't happen. We've talked about the draft picks that they've been able to have and the two corners that they got in Quinion and then Cooper DeJean. Like we've talked about these things with them, like the rarities that they pulled off from last year's offseason to then be able to work for that whole season is unheralded. You can't ask them to repeat that twice.
So I was going to ask you about the Eagles, the Chiefs, and more titles in the next 3 years, but I think you've already answered that.
Yeah.
Is there any team that you would take right now for the next 3 years over the Chiefs in terms of how many titles they'll win?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills end up being that answer. Like if we wake up 3 years from now, and I'll throw the Ravens in there as well. Although Lamar stinks in the playoffs, I don't really have belief in him in the postseason. There's a lot of people that stunk in the postseason until they're 26, 27, 28, and then all of a sudden decided that they were just never going to be anything but awesome. Peyton Manning, I think, would be Exhibit A there, right? Peyton Manning was awful in the postseason for the first 4 or 5 years of his career. So I'm open to the idea that the Ravens could be it, the Bills could be it. Is there any other team I'm missing there?
No, I think the trendy pick is the Commanders, but it's like that was one good season and he's a rookie.
So I like Jaden Daniels, but I think Jaden Daniels is going to have a year two that was similar to CJ Stroud.
I just think that he's been elevated to such a it's unfair. Like mm-hmm. there are market corrections on every quarterback from year to year, and that doesn't mean if he takes a half step back, he's bad. Like CJ was admittedly not very good last year, despite the Texans winning.
And even in that, he still ended up winning a playoff game and winning 11 games. Like he still accomplished the same thing he did in year one, but there was a step back there, an acknowledged step back there.
But like I to me, it is, if I had to take a team, I actually might take the Ravens over the Bills, because I believe in John Harbaugh. I don't necessarily believe in Sean McDermott.
I don't believe McDermott benefited
from a hell of a quarterback falling into his lap.
At some point, Josh Allen's going to break through. And I don't know if it'll be with McDermott as the head coach or somebody else, but at some point he's going to break through. And when he breaks through, I think he's got a chance to go on a tear.
216-474-0092. Who is more likely to win? Sorry, who is... keep adding words. Words hard. Who is likely to win more titles in the next 3 years, the Eagles or the Chiefs? It does feel like the Eagles are a trendy pick today. I get it. They got the banner last year. Let's see if they can do it again. Let's talk to our buddy Cash.
It's time to put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by MGM and MGM Northfield Park.
And Cash Lovett joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Cash, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, Nick and John?
We are living the dream here. Let's start with the pick of the night. Obviously, Dallas at the Eagles. How are we feeling?
This one's been really interesting, just seeing it move all over the place. Obviously, before Micah Parsons was traded, they were sitting at 7.5, moved all the way to 8.5, and now we're back at 8. And still, all of the money is on the Eagles, no matter which way we go. I personally am a big fan of the Cowboys plus 8, just seeing how the offense is going to come back together. They've already been game planning without Micah for the entire time. And then the Eagles, like y'all have been saying, like that defense is potentially a one-year wonder. 2 years ago, one of the worst in the league. And then a lot of that depth that made them great last year is spread throughout the league.
Chiefs at Chargers in Brazil. Does the Brazil side of this, does that factor into your equation? I'm sure it does, but how much?
It has to a little bit, just because we saw that field last year, and it was absolutely atrocious. They're saying that they went and invested a lot of money into it, but players are already coming out saying they're coming up with their own unique ways to keep their cleats a little bit better. Stay a little bit not as clumpy over there. I think it leans a lot towards the over, or pretty low for two high-scoring offenses, 46.5. But really, I love the Chiefs minus 3. You've already lost your starting left tackle. You're moving your right tackle over to the left side for the Chargers. And then the Chiefs just, you're hoping Hollywood Brown, a year in the office with Andy Reid, who's just fantastic at dialing up an offense. They've already come out and saying, hey, we're going to be throwing it deep, taking a couple more risk and chances. The defense is revamped. They did really good. And then obviously they got a nice little Buckeye to come and save them on the offensive line.
All right, Cash, we had a little debate pre-show today. We've had it running since you, me, and JP first met each other. And if I was siring a child that I wanted to grow up to be somebody that could pick games like an expert, I would probably name them Cash Lovett. That just seems like a lock there. I will ask you, because we debated it, is that your given name, or is this like a nom de pics?
No, it was the best birthday present I ever got. My parents did absolutely fantastic. Actual birth name. It's helped me throughout radio. It's helped me in this industry. And it just fit me perfectly.
Like, did they love Johnny Cash, or what happened here?
My dad was always worried he might not have enough money on him, so he named me Cash just so he had a little bit extra.
My mom named me after Vincent Price in some soap opera character in 1985, and you're walking around named Cash Lovett. Let's just talk about, I'm just going to say, life isn't fair. That's all we are. So let's move on here. Michigan at Oklahoma, it seems to be the biggest name. They're really the only college football game of significant repute from a national side of things. Where are you at with Michigan at Oklahoma?
Oh, that's not fair to the border war down in the actual Midwest of Kansas and Missouri. But as of actual
I said
good
what
games,
I said, Cash.
Yeah. But Oklahoma, before this week, was actually only a 3.5-point favorite. They've now moved to 5.5. And my goodness, does that offense look like it's humming on all cylinders. John Mateer came in with his offensive coordinator, a little bit more healthy for their wide receivers. And they got another kid from Southern Illinois, which I didn't even know was a real school. But he came out. Yeah, the Salukis. Keontez Lewis had 9 catches for 119 yards. I think Michigan's still kind of revamping that secondary and defense. So, unfortunately, as a Longhorn fan who's still recovering from last week, I think Oklahoma goes ahead and takes it minus 5.5.
Oh, that's a bad beat right there, being a Longhorns fan.
All right, big game.
It hasn't been great the last two games against Ohio State.
If it helps, the last two games from an Ohio State fan point of view have been very fun. I've just enjoyed the hell out of it, Cash.
I'm sure you have been, but hopefully we meet up in the playoffs one more time.
All right, Cash, we've seen Vegas, and I'm sure the people at BetMGM have also moved the line themselves as well. 4.5 to now 5.5 between the Bengals and the Browns. How are you seeing this one?
Believe it or not, I'm going to be a little bit of a homer here, and I love the Browns at plus 5.5. I think the Bengals defense is absolutely atrocious. I see the Browns going a little bit more 2 years ago with Joe Flacco, some two tight end sets, ball control and defense. All the reports came out saying Myles Garrett was preventing teams from having offensive scrimmages when they were going out and doing their thing. So he's going to come out and show them why he got paid so much until Micah Parsons decided to take the highest paid defender.
All right. My partner really believes the Bengals have a heck of a chance to win, but he refuses
it's
to guarantee.
It's such a shock that I think Joe Burrow is a better quarterback than Joe Flacco.
But he refuses to guarantee a Bengals win on Sunday. Do you think, JP, Truth Seeker? Truth Broker.
You know what it is.
The Truth Broker. Do you think he should guarantee a Bengals win on Sunday for the good of the show, the good of the
station?
It
serves me no purpose, Cash. It serves me no purpose.
Oh, it always serves a purpose to be right. You got to just guarantee it.
But no, it doesn't. If I make that case, all anyone is going to do, I could be right about it. And I all people do is hate me if I make that case. It's a no-win situation.
Like you didn't want to be right, Cash.
It's a no-win situation. And luckily for you, Cash, and for Nick as well, I don't get too enamored with my takes to let it dictate what I want to have happen. So I can believe the Bengals are going to win the game, but obviously I want the Browns to win, and in fact, it's actually almost a win-win if you look at it from that perspective. Because if the Browns lose, it stinks, obviously, but then my take is right.
Cash,
the Browns win, then that's great. Cash, the Browns have a win.
Cash, do you think he should get off the damn fence?
There's no fence to get off of here. I feel very comfortable not telling the local fan base here that I think their team is going to lose on Sunday with a guarantee. I can tell them they're not going to win, but I don't have to do it with a guarantee. That's just rubbing it in, Cash.
Yeah, that doesn't feel different.
That's just rubbing it in.
Hey,
just
nice little hedge beforehand. Like you said, I think it's going to happen, but I'm going to give you a little bit of hope. String you along.
All right, final one, buddy. People are calling this the potential AFC Championship game preview. Ravens at Bills. How are we feeling?
That is just disrespectful to any Chiefs fan out there as Patrick Mahomes' 7 straight AFC championship game. So to call it an AFC championship preview without them is just a little disrespectful on my side. But if we're going to go that way, I think the Ravens, which this line has flipped tremendously as they were +1.5 now, -1.5. I think they still cover that with ease. Their defense just seems a little bit better built roster all the way around. Running game, Derrick Henry. I think the Ravens kind of get this one running away.
Cash, great stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you next Thursday at 6:30.
Beautiful. Thank you all so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Cash Lovett there.
Put it on the line with Cash Lovett. Find your fun at MGM Northfield Park.
And we've got, in case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.